When your summer is missing more than just a vacation, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers Very Berry, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors bring every road trip, beach day, and ball game to life. So when you need a little vacation from the ordinary, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way to amp up your summer. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
And now for my next trick. I will combine the strength of hefty, ultra-strong trash bags with the joyfully clean scent of Fabuloso!
Wow! Smells like rainbows and unicorns!
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Well, that turned out better than when I tried to split my assistant in half.
New hefty, ultra-strong trash bags with Fabuloso scent. So strong, so joyful, it must be magic.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
A week ago today, we celebrated the birthday of the United States of America. Our country turned 247 years old. It was, I was upbeat on that day. I thought I would be more down in the mouth because of the status of our country, but I was actually, because of the Supreme Court decisions that we've been talking about off and on the podcast, I think I was at least given hope, which is, of course, what the other side doesn't want us to do. They don't want us to be hopeful about anything. So I was happy to exude that. Now, on the same day that we celebrated our nation's independence, the news broke, and you may recall this, that cocaine was found in the White House. Now, this may have not come as a shock to many of you, but nonetheless, it is historic in a bad way. You know, cocaine found at the White House. I've never seen or even heard of a headline like that before. The substance was discovered two Sundays ago. An evacuation was ordered. A hazmat team was called in. An on-site preliminary test came back positive for cocaine. Where the cocaine came from and how it got there, they're investigating. Uh-huh. Well, spokesperson for the Secret Service told the Washington Post that more extensive tests are now being conducted to confirm that the substance is, in fact, cocaine. This is par for the course for a Democrat-controlled White House, my friends. It really is. Just last month, they hosted a group of trans people. What those trans people do? They went topless at the people's house on the White House lawn. Great, huh? That incident coincided with the White House flying a non-unifying so-called pride flag at equal mast to the flag of unity, the American flag. Again, par for the course for a Democrat-controlled White House. I think it's fair for me at this point to point out that Joe Biden and the Democrats during the Trump administration said that we needed to get back to normal. Yeah, pride flags flown in equal mast to the American flag, transvestites flashing their private parts on the White House lawn, and cocaine discovered in the White House. That's normal to a Democrat. This is also normal to Democrats, folks. This is from the United States Army. Listen.
Hi, I'm Major Rachel Jones, and what pride means to me is celebrating that diversity is our strength as a nation and as an army.
Now, Rachel is a biological male. Rachel's kind of chubby, kind of chunky, and Rachel says that diversity is our strength. No, unity is our strength in the United States. This is a bastardization of and typifies everything the left wing is trying to do to us in this country. Our unity is our strength. Diversity is the opposite of unity. Unity under a flag, unity under a set of principles, unity under freedom, under liberty, under the rule of law. That is America's strength, not this.
Pride means something very special to me as a LGBTQ individual, and it's a chance to show everyone what we have to offer in terms of the diverse skill sets that we bring and the diverse ways of thinking we bring into the team to make everything work better.
Yeah, diverse, diverse, diverse. You get the feeling the script called for diversity, but it didn't call for unity. And notice how it was all about the trans, not about the country, not about service. This is part of the price we pay for turning over control of this country to a bunch of left-wing nut jobs. Up next, a conversation with a good friend and member of Congress, Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne, on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero co-pays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government. How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile using my promo code, STORM, you support me. And you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/storm.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne represents the 24th Congressional District in the great state of Texas. Beth served in the Trump administration and is the former mayor of Irving, Texas. Congresswoman, it's been far too long. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me on. And you're right, it has been far too long. But a lot has happened and a lot keeps happening.
No kidding.
So I'm glad to join you today.
You took a trip overseas. What did you do? Why were you there? And what did you get done?
I did. We went to, three continents, five countries in 5 days.
Wow.
It definitely was not a, it was a great trip. It was a very exciting trip to be able to find. There's also a scary trip. And we went to places in the Middle East, like Djibouti. We were in Bahrain. Places in Africa, like Djibouti and Somalia. We were in the Middle East, places like Bahrain and Qatar. And, you know, finding out from our strategic partners there, as well as some of our military, getting updates on what was happening in the region,
mm-hmm.
Learning about the threats that are actually happening, not threats that we're talking about over in the U.S. that are happening, but actual threats that are happening. And while I can't get into, you know, the specifics, the great details, I can tell you, I mean, we are facing national security threats. We are facing threats from terrorists. We are facing threats for our economy that's happening right now. I mean, when you think about, you know, our Chinese-made iPhones, our Chinese-made EV vehicles, and our computers, and all of our pharmaceuticals that are coming over from China, and how they're basically, you know, strategically working their way around the world. And then we look at what the Biden administration is focused on, you know, men playing women's sports, and, you know, things like labeling parents who are involved in their kids' education as domestic terrorists, and they're giving away money to students, you know, college students who don't want to pay their bills, what are actual legitimate threats. And, you know, some of those threats are terrorist activities that are happening. Some of those threats are from China and what they're doing to these other economies, you know, from Al-Shabaab in Africa. But, you know, I see the Biden administration, they're identifying our biggest threats, you know, is climate change.
I know.
And, he's turning his back on actual threats that are happening. And that was the most eye-opening experience, I'd say, of the last week, was seeing this and not seeing it being spoken about from the Biden administration at all. And we're just having our economy sold to communist China. We're still seeing what's happening with fentanyl, sex trafficking, and the human trafficking crisis at our borders. And this president and his administration just continue to live in denial. And while I would love to say that Biden is playing checkers while the rest of the world is playing chess, let's face it, this man doesn't even know where the board is.
Yep. That you're spot
and that
on.
That was made abundantly apparent this last week.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to be honest with you. The social experimentation on a military designed to make our military a less effective fighting force. I am confident in saying that Joe Biden's favorite country is the People's Republic of China, because everything.
And you saw the numbers over the weekend, right? That came out.
Yeah.
So we are at our lowest point in getting folks to join our military.
Yep.
People who are veterans don't want their kids to join the military because they're seeing what's happening.
Yep.
With their training, with their focus.
The DIE program. The diversity, inclusion, equity, and I'm recommending to every member of Congress, adopt that language, DIE, because it's killing us. Diversity, inclusion, equity. The leftists need to be pushed back on this. I want to bring things back here at home.
I'll tell you what they don't have in Djibouti. I'll tell you what they don't have in Somalia. Safe spaces.
They don't. Oh, really? Yeah. There's no such thing as a safe space. Yeah.
Our military can't take time out. I need to go to my safe space.
Oh boy.
They don't have that in the rest of the world.
Oh, good grief. Yeah. No safe spaces in China either, folks. Congresswoman, I want to bring it back here at home, and I'm not sure how much domestic news you've been able to digest, but Bill Malusian over at Fox reported over the weekend that the Biden regime is going above and beyond to facilitate rampant, uncontrolled illegal immigration into this country so that we too can suffer what France is going through with they've opened their doors to a bunch of unassimilated people, and now that entire country is on fire. And Joe Biden has
literally.
That. Yeah, no, literally. And he has that vision for our country too. Fox News Channel is revealing the federal government is coming into Texas and destroying Texas paid for razor wire, which was designed to stop illegal aliens from their egress once they made it over the border. And they're also trespassing. The federal government is criminally trespassing on private land to destroy said razor wire, which was deployed by Texas with permission of the property owner to stop all of the traffic and the terrorism that is happening to our landowners along the southern border. The federal government is breaching more laws to continue to facilitate illegal immigration. What can we do to stop it?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, I look at the state of Texas trying to do the job of the federal government, and the federal government, you know, just blatantly preventing it from being able to protect its borders. What I saw was an example of Customs and Border Protection actually clipping a fence because they saw a family with children coming in over the border. Their claim was that once they have, you know, crossed into U.S. territory and the Rio Grande, we have to treat them a certain way. But I'll tell you, that was an example that I saw, and I think the federal government needs to be doing its job. It's why I've signed on to our border bill. It's why I've signed on to multiple bills that could deal directly with border security, you know, and talk to folks like, and you know this, Tom Homan and Mark Morgan, who have the tools, who have the solutions, which, by the way, are just following our law. You know, it's following the rules that we have always already had in place. It's not a big revamping. But I will tell you, my heart goes out to those Customs and Border Patrol folks who, you know, we had record-breaking heat last week.
Yep.
You know, it was like 110-plus degrees. And you're seeing a family with small children that thinks, because it has been told by everybody, come to the U.S., you're going to get free education, you're going to get free health care, you're going to get free housing. We'll take care of you. Come, take that dangerous trek across Mexico and throughout Central America. Come, because we're not going to stop you. In fact, we're going to open you with open arms. I would not want to be those people who are having to make the decision, do you let these people on the other side of this razor wire suffer or not? Because when you think about the human sacrifices that are happening at the border and the just that misery and destruction that's happening every day that these patrolmen are having to see and deal with, that takes a psychological turn on these folks, which is why you've seen some of the largest numbers, the highest numbers of suicides. I don't want to be critical on the border patrol agents who are.
Well, no, I'm not being critical either way. But
federal government is not doing its job, and by preventing the state of Texas from actually being able to protect its borders, it's criminal. We know this.
Wait a minute.
So for impeachment of Mayorkas for over a year now.
Yeah. No, I agree with everything you just said, but what I'm focused in on and this particular point is the federal government is breaking the law. The federal government is destroying Texas property, and apparently they can do it. And nothing good, as you know, one of my axioms is nothing good comes from a government that breaks its own laws. And now the federal government is criminally trespassing on private property to destroy said razor wire. So why is our federal government allowed to break our laws repeatedly in an effort to continue to break the law with illegal immigration?
Because as we've seen for years, they think they're above it.
Yeah.
When you think about, and we can jump to this topic, I'm happy to, but when you think about how they've treated their own, for example, the Biden family, they think they are above the law.
They are.
They don't have to because there is no accountability.
Right. They are.
They can continue to throw it, under the rug and nobody's going to look. Because guess what? We're going to create a new crisis tomorrow that we're talking about.
Yep. Well,
and you just keep setting fires all around, and you're going to try to save the one that's on the morning, and evening news that day. But they continue to create these crises, and they're the ones who are doing it. And let's face it, we both know this is their plan.
Well,
they have been destroying our border every opportunity that they get. You get President Trump who comes in, who puts solutions in place that get control of our border. And the first thing that you see the Biden administration do is one by one start destroying those policies. We've had, over 6 million people come into our country illegally since Biden started, and he's on track to have 14 million new illegal immigrants in his first term.
I know. And
thank God. I mean, Texas at least stopped it. We know they've apprehended, 400,000 illegal immigrants.
Yeah, but 3 million of those are known. Well, estimated 3 to 4 million will be known gotaways, meaning we have no idea who they are or why they are here. So, Congresswoman, I would submit, and maybe you can bring this to your caucus. The Democrats will continue to behave as if the law doesn't apply to them, so long as Republicans allow them to get away with it, because there has to be.
Which is why I've introduced bills that would support Texas, for example. We need to build a wall. They have talked about building a wall. We actually had resources on the ground, wall materials, that I said, look, if you're just going to have it, we're spending money on security for these wall materials, give it to Texas. Let Texas build it. They had land that they had sold, that the state of Texas had sold to the federal government under the Trump administration with the understanding that a wall would be built on that land. If you're not going to build, then give it back to Texas.
Give it back.
So these are bills that I have introduced, haven't gone anywhere. We have the border bill. The border bill that you saw, it was a tight, we had a lot of debate on that. Chip Roy, God love him, worked tirelessly on that. We were able to pass that out of the House. Guess what? It died in the Senate.
Of course it did, because we should have attached it to the debt ceiling.
It doesn't mean that we're stopping. I mean, we are still going to have a number of bills that we are going to have come out of the House. I'm working right now on a bill that would focus on cartels. We're working with a group that are focused on how we are dealing with cartels, because it's one thing to be able to secure the border, but if you're not looking at the cause of what's having them come to our border, which is not just sex trafficking, it's not just drug cartels, but it's a number of different types of cartels, which, by the way, are very active in North Texas. We've got the highest number of cartels that are actually working in North Texas and anywhere else
in the country.
So we're working on those. But we needed to get the Senate to help us, and we need to get a president in office who isn't going to veto those solutions.
It's sad.
And isn't going to, with executive orders, get rid of those solutions.
Well, I interviewed a couple of law enforcement officials. I know they are mutual friends of ours, who said that now Texas is the leader in sex slavery. We are the leader in sex slavery.
Not something to be proud of.
Yeah, I know. And it's courtesy of Beijing Biden and his administration. Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne is our guest, folks. She represents the 24th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Sid Blumenthal, you know the name Sid Blumenthal.
Yeah.
He is a journalist. His son, Max Blumenthal, did an independent audit. And I want to play something. And they're auditing the Ukraine expenditures, the money coming out of America's coffers and going over to Ukraine. Listen to what Max found in his investigation.
This policy that I'm describing to you, which sees Washington prioritize unrestrained funding for a proxy war with a nuclear power in a foreign land where our domestic infrastructure falls apart before our eyes, exposes a disturbing dynamic at the heart of the Ukraine conflict, an international Ponzi scheme that enables Western elites to seize hard-earned wealth from the hands of average U.S. citizens and funnel it into the coffers of a foreign government that even Transparency International ranks as consistently one of the most corrupt in Europe. The U.S. government has yet to conduct an official audit of its funding for Ukraine. The American public has no idea where their tax dollars are going. And that's why this week, we at the Gray Zone published an independent audit of U.S. tax dollar allocation to Ukraine throughout the fiscal years 2022 and 23. Our investigation was led by Heather Kaiser, a former military intelligence officer who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. We found, among many bizarre payments, a $4.5 million payment from the U.S. Social Security Administration to the Kiev government.
Congresswoman, did I just hear him say that our Social Security dollars are being sent over to Ukraine by this government?
Oh, you and I both heard it, and I've read the very long, detailed article that talks about this. It's the $4.5 million that he's claiming the Social Security Administration sent to the Kiev government. But I can't collaborate that. I don't know. You know, the shell game that I have seen just my last few years working with the federal government, including under the Trump administration.
Uh-huh.
You know, these agencies are around for decades. The shell games that they play with finances and with money, is it possible? Sure, it's possible. But the only way that we're going to find out is with an accurate accounting of where those dollars are going. I had supported the original request of funding, but when we came back and we saw that the Biden administration was increasing the funding demand going to Ukraine from $20 billion, $30 billion, $40 billion. Me and a number of other Republicans said no more, not until we see an accurate accounting of where those dollars are going. And some of the money, you know, that Blumenthal was talking about is like money that's going to the World Health Organization, money that was going to UNICEF and others, money that was going to BlackRock that had interest in Ukraine. So some of it is a stretch. But literally, it is a shell game, and we continue to see that. And trying to get an accurate accounting of where those dollars are going is next to impossible, which is another reason why I'm working on solutions to that. You know, we have far long relied on internal government agencies to monitor other government agencies. And I think getting external third-party verification on those audits is going to be important. Because quite honestly, everything that we're seeing right now is in the government agencies shows that they can't be trusted.
Right.
That they have no problem at all in looking at partisan politics and who they believe is going to be in power and favoring them and covering other things up.
It is an ultimate truism to say that the 535 individuals, Senate and House, who have been elected to oversee this federal government can't. You could work 24/7, 365 days of the year, and this government is so big it cannot be administered.
Yep.
And that is the lesson behind big unaccountable government. Everything's on automatic pilot, and don't take this personally, Congresswoman, they actually run you. They actually run the Congress, this unelected, what Jonathan Turley refers to as a fourth branch of government. They actually run the Congress, and I think there's a lot of people in Congress who are running scared of this bureaucracy.
I saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
I saw it firsthand when I worked at HUD, trying to get an accounting of just by the region. You know, if you look at Region 6, which is where we are in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, you just look at that area. Trying to get an accounting of the dollars that were going there was impossible. I was there for 2.5 years. I demanded it. I met with people, but everything is so funneled. And well, this is from this program that was created 40 years ago, and this is from this program, and this is going here, and this is actually centralized in D.C. and is being sent out. They do that on purpose. And you're absolutely right when you say that it is rampant spreading of the government.
Yep.
And just continued layer upon layer of these regulations, which is, while it's not sexy, best is where we need to really start attacking, is these this growing and this layering of regulations. Because what ends up happening is the more you add, the more people you have to hire to be able to enforce, to be able to translate, to be able to educate and communicate. And we're not doing anything to tap those down. I mean, under the Trump administration, you saw that for every regulation they added, that you had to take away too. Well, I'm trying to actually put that into law. There was a bill that, while I was on the Small Business Committee last session, I introduced that said for every regulation that you add, it has to be budget negative or budget neutral, meaning you can't increase the size of the agency because you're adding regulations. And we need to do that for all of government.
See, and that's the thing. It takes the power right out of your hands as a lawmaker, because another name for regulations, friends, is laws. And this bureaucratic nightmare that we call the federal government is just busy writing laws and trying to rule your life, and then voting itself a raise to hire more people to administer. And we call, that's what happened to the Soviet Union. It's what the current status is in communist China right now. It is everything that we Americans stand against is what they're doing. The last thing.
And I'll tweak what you just said.
Yeah.
The difference between laws and regulations, Congress passes laws.
Right.
Agencies write regulations.
And they shouldn't be allowed to. And
so when they start writing regulations based on our laws, you know, they're going to write a number of regulations based on what comes out of Congress for the laws.
Yep.
We have to make sure that they are translating the need, the reason why we even came up with the law, into those regulations. Because what we're finding is they absolutely aren't. And they know the politicians come and go. The political appointed positions come and go. And all they have to do is bunker down, continue doing what they do, because they realize that the elected officials will be there just for a few years.
And this hit you, and the reason why I can talk about this is because we hit this on Newsmax when you had one of these people who said, "Yeah, I'm here forever," and the members of Congress just come and go. You had one of these agents installed into your office when you first got to Congress who thought that he was supposed to be in charge, and we highlighted it. And you said, no, I got elected. I'm the one in charge here. And you kicked his rear end.
But the difference in a congressional office is I could fire him.
Yeah, exactly.
The difference when you are an agency, when you work for the federal government,
yeah,
you can't.
Yeah.
Those people have the Federal Employees Union that protects them, and you can't fire these
folks. Wow. Wow. Well, look, I don't normally do this, but we're running up against the clock here. So I want to give you it's okay. I had so much to talk with you about.
I love talking to you, Chris. I've got so much to say.
I'm going
to
give you your choice. But we can talk about the FD 1023 that's been revealed, the others that haven't been, and of course these tapes of the Biden corruption. We can talk about the Afghanistan report, which blames Trump, that was authored by Biden, that was released on a long holiday weekend on purpose. Or we can talk about the cultural rot here in America. Where do you want to go?
I think we should talk about the whistleblower, because that's the committee that I'm on, and that's what I'm seeing. You know, everything dealing with Hunter Biden and what we're seeing coming from the IRS and the DOJ and the FBI, and how they're just absolutely abusing their role. So yep. We're seeing them weaponized against America. That's what we could talk about, just again, because it's something that we just uncovered before we left D.C. from Ways and Means.
Are you going to get your hands on those tapes?
Which tapes?
The tapes of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden negotiating with the oligarch that allegedly the FBI either knows where they are or they're in possession of those tapes. If a tape of President Trump can leak, selectively leak. Why can't Republicans in Congress find those tapes of Biden selling out our nation for cash?
Well, because right now we actually have a Senate and a president that are protecting the agencies. You know, you see people like Comer and Jordan going after them and subpoenaing these records and trying to get access to them. And you see people from the DOJ and from the FBI ignoring them. We're going to continue to push back. But until we have, branches of government that are going to enforce the law and do its right, we are in a position where we can continue to pass through half the House, which we're going to do, and demand from our committee that information be released. But, you know, one of the things that during Ways and Means hearing that we had just a couple of weeks ago is we wanted to make those tapes public. We wanted to make the information that was coming from the IRS whistleblowers public.
Amen.
We got a lot of pushback.
I'm sure.
We've seen for years IRS and DOJ have been putting this under the rug. They have not wanted to make it public, and they used every excuse in the book. You know, oh, it's too close to a campaign, or you can't ask these questions. And I think having the information from the whistleblowers come out and untying their hands is putting it in front of the public. It's making it transparent, understanding that this is not just a Republican talking point. This is actually going on. We have seen collusion between the government and tied in political families to protect their own. And by making that information public, where you've got, you know, Hunter Biden claiming as he's talking to, you know, a Chinese official, hey, you better give us our money. My dad's sitting right here. And if you don't, I'm going to have my dad come out. I mean, that was a message.
I know.
That they weren't able to put out. Now, thankfully, because of work on the Ways and Means Committee, the work from Chairman Jason Smith, you know, having people have a whistleblower hotline to be able to call, that information is coming out. Wow. So, you know, we are tirelessly working to make sure that information is uncovered, that transparency is shown, and that people actually start to pay attention to it, because they don't know what they don't know.
Well, get a price. Pay a price.
And the media covering it up.
And you know what? You Republicans better use that appropriation ability when you guys are putting together these 12 budgetary appropriations bills, so that you can start to defund these organizations that have grown beyond the consent of the governed. Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne, 24th District here in the great state of Texas. I appreciate you getting up a little early and talking with us on the day before 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to you, Congresswoman.
Happy Independence Day. And I want to thank all those troops that we met too overseas that are not able to be with their friends and their families right now, but they are out there doing the work of Americans everywhere to make sure their sovereignty is solid and that we're protected. So amen. God love them, and happy Independence Day to all of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, lady. Appreciate the time.
Take care.
And I'll echo that to all of you. Take care, everybody. Take care of yourself. Take care of this country. Take care of your families. We'll get through all of this. Make sure you tell a friend about the Salcedo Storm podcast. And keep track of us on a couple of websites. First, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you can get the latest downloads and the latest news impacting Texas and beyond. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That is where you can find all of our social media hookups. Truth Social, Twitter, Getter, Gab. I'm missing one. MeWe. It's all there. And don't forget to check out our Rumble offerings. On Rumble, the Chris Salcedo Show, we do a very special meetup. It's called Locals. And basically, you drive the conversation. If you haven't checked out the Salcedo Storm Locals, please do so. And until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.